You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Beautiful pasuk in Parashat Baalotcha that is brought in this pasuk. Five times it mentions Bnei Israel. Did you notice it? No?
No.
You have to repeat. Did you notice? Ay, ay, ay. In this pasuk, when the Halevim were appointed as Mesharetim of the Mishkan to do service instead of the firstborn. So in this pasuk mentions five times Bnei Israel. Rashi HaKadosh brings the why this pasuk has to mention five times Bnei Israel. And the reason is that chibatan shenichpelu askaroteihem b'migra ehad k'minyan chamisha chumshei Torah. And the reason is that Ibn Shalom wanted to tell Am Yisrael that you are exactly like Sefer Torah to me. And obviously the question is, what's the question?
How we get to that position?
No, we are automatically. As a matter of fact, it was somebody that was hugging his friend very hard, you know, showing his affection. Says, "You are like a Sefer Torah to me." I said, "Really?" He said, Yeah. He said, "You sure?" Yeah, you're like a Sefer Torah to me. He said, "What do you mean I'm like a Sefer Torah to you?" He said, "Just like a Sefer Torah, every week the parasha changes. You always change every week."
That's all this food.
Right. So now here the question is, why here Hashem informs us we are like a Sefer Torah? Why? Why here? Why Hashem pick here to inform us that Am Yisrael is like a Sefer Torah? I give you a tip.
Yeah. You elected his house.
Who?
Am Yisrael.
Not Levim! Am Yisrael. Yes, the Levim that were picked because they backed up Moshe, right. Because when Moshe announced me, Lashem Elai, at the time of Techet HaEgel, they were the only one. So now here, the point of matter here is, what Am Yisrael would feel at this moment that Hashem is prejudiced. How would you feel? Hashem picked Levim. So what would Am Yisrael think at this moment?
Hashem picked Levim.
Okay.
So now what would Am Yisrael think?
Left out.
Yeah. Hashem only likes Levim. Hashem is prejudiced.
Yes. Why are you picking Levim? What's wrong with me? So what? Okay, not everybody is the same.
So like Yaakov Avinu, Ram Shalom, did he do the right thing? He was a prejudice.
But you're saying?
Yes, that's what Gemara says. And the whole balagan that started was because of Yaakov Avinu. No, the Gemara says you're not supposed to do this.
You're not supposed to make a differentiation between your kids. You buy him a toy, buy one a toy.
So how come Hashem did it then?
You buy him a Rolls Royce, buy him a Ferrari.
I think it's a Rolls Royce.
Makes too much noise. I mean, it's a good thing, you know, you came, you know, for the Shacharit. You know, that's, you know, you don't need to text them or call them. That's it. What is... that's quiet?
Quiet.
Okay. I'm
sorry?
So now here, we see that Ibn Sholam informed Am Yisrael, you like a Sefer Torah to me. Don't think that only like Levim. So now here, the point is that what is the requirement of the Sefer Torah but to take it out and read from it? What does it need to be? No, Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah. What's the requirement? Has to be kosher. Has to give a robe. Beautiful. So how does it become kosher?
No mistake.
No, why are you jumping? No, go step by step. It has to be written on a parchment.
This animal, the skin, the preparation.
Kosher skin, kosher parchment.
Okay.
The ink has to be kosher. And?
The sofer has to be kosher.
Right, good. So now here, so Torah Usha, as it presents Am Yisrael, Neshamot Am Yisrael. So now here, the letters of the Sefer Torah, what's the condition? How should they be? Perfect? What does it mean, perfect? Can they be attached to each other?
No.
Why?
Because they lose the property.
If the letters of the Sefer Torah represent the Neshamot Am Yisrael, so is it to be attached or separate? Attached means unity.
Yeah.
When they separate, that means?
Separation.
The distance. So, would it be better to be attached or to be separate?
Attached.
Separate?
Attached.
We get two separate Torah, one attached, one not attached. Which one you want?
Attached.
Why? No, it's a lot of it touching one another. Like, let's see, people, when they like one another, they put their head on the shoulder of the other one. That's what they do. No? They show their closeness. So now, like I said, Resh is leaning on the men. Is there a problem?
Problem.
Why?
This should not have been on the men.
Why do you make this a Torah Pasul?
Each Yehudi has no value. It doesn't need to be attached to anybody else.
Ah, Chazek Baruch, Chazek Baruch. So now here, our Sefer Torah to be kosher, the letters, they cannot be attached to each other. I mean, obviously, logically, it would make sense and would be preferable that it would be attached to show unity. But here we see, we learn from this halakha, that is, every Yehudi has his own importance. The potential, the quality that he has. So that means, it's not that we are different from one another. We have different potential. So that means, every Yehudi is placed on earth, especially on Los Angeles, to do what is expected from him. So here, that's what Ibn Shalom says, if I pick the Levim, that's what their task is given to serve me. But every Yehudi consider as Hamisha Chumshei Torah. That's why it mentions five times, Ben Yisrael. So now, it's suggested, like let's say when you learn, after you learn, what do you do? Like let's say you learn
Chumash. What do you do? After you're done, you kiss it.
You kiss the Chumash and put it back. What a parashiyot we have in Chumash. That we have parashat Noach. So that means you kissing parashat Noach. Now we have parashat Balak. So that means you're kissing Bilam. You kiss Bilam? No?
You don't kiss the parasha, you kiss the Torah.
Oh. So the content.
The whole content together, not individually.
But you're kissing Bilam too?
Yes, it's part of it.
You're kissing Esav too?
Part of it.
You're kissing Laban too?
Yes.
You know how many people you're kissing? The good one?
Yeah.
So these are not the good one?
Semi.
So how come they are placed in the Chumash? I don't understand.
Through them, we got elevated.
Through them? Through Bilam?
Bilam too,
yeah. Ah, so that means if somebody goes against you, can he be worse than Bilam?
No.
So if you kiss the Chumash, you have to kiss him too? What happened? Oh, you were listening. No, I'm just following what you do. I'm just observing what you do. If you kiss the Chumash, that means you believe the whole Chamisha Chumshe Torah, you believe in it, and you respect it, and you give it kavod. So what does it mean then? You're kissing the paper? Or the content of the book? Fine, but that is part of it. Zimri is part of it.
Yes. What is the Torah in the context that anything that is in the Torah is Hashem's this. Even the ones that look.
Yeah, but you say, Torateinu HaMedushah. How could Bilam be part of the contest and be Torateinu HaMedushah?
Okay.
No, but the point right here is your attitude and your behavior exactly 180 degrees opposite to what you're pretending that you're doing. You kiss the Bilam and Laban and Esav, but in life when you run into some type of struggle, then you just back up. You back up. But how you respect the Torah, you stand up for it. People fight for Aliyot. Why? Because you believe Torah is from Shamayim. And whatever is in it, you consider as the guideline. It's your guideline. And that's what exactly the whole point here is. Rosh Hashanah says, you are considered for me as Chamisha Chumshei Torah. That's the value that Hashem has given us. So that means you have to understand you're a part of the Chamisha Chumshe Torah. You're as holy as the Chamisha Chumshe Torah. But the point here is, do you act as the holy part of the Sefer Torah? Hasu Shalom, Hello Vachas, should never happen. If you happen to be in a site that Chalil al Hasafi Torah falls down, what do you have to do?
Tani
Huh? Why?
I don't know
why. So if you consider as a Sefer Torah and you let yourself to fall down, What do you have to say? So that's what he says here. He says you're a Sofer Torah. So if you, Chas V'Shalom, happen to be in a site that Sefer Torah falls down, you're listening. You have to show your regret that you observed such an unfortunate thing. So more so, if Chas V'Shalom, you fail yourself to crash, to fall down. If you're Sefer Torah, you're not permitted to let yourself to be crushed and to be broken in pieces. But you do. You get upset. You get angry. You're unhappy. You complain constantly. You're Sefer Torah. How can you let yourself to do such a thing to yourself? You're disrespecting yourself. And everybody has to fast for you. Chas V'Shalom. Kal HaKadosh, you're a Sefer Torah. You know what type of feeling it gives you that you feel, you know, I'm a Sefer Torah. I'm a Sefer Torah. Definitely. Yes, you have to remind yourself that, you know, I should not have to shalom depreciate myself to let my mood to come, you know, down. You know, I have to elevate my spirit. Would you take unhappy Sefer Torah out? Huh?
Sefer Torah is never unhappy. Always happy.
Now just imagine, you know, he's Achmu. You take him out?
No.
Huh?
No.
So... Wait, you're not going to pay for the Hosah Sefer Torah, for the Achmu Sefer Torah? Or do my beat, you know, Hagbah for Achmu Sefer Torah?
It will make everybody Achmu. Chazak
Baruch.
It is spread everywhere.
Exactly. You know, and that's how it is. People, like, they're picky. I mean, they have such an imagination. They like the cases of the Sefer Torah. Even they don't know what's going on inside. But they like the, you know, that's what people, they're very selective to which case they should buy. That's how you are all about. You have to show your excitement, your simcha, you know, how Hashem gave us such a privilege to be considered a holy Sefer Torah. Holy Sefer Torah. Kala Kadosh. Yes, the Pesisat Atom. Yes, you know that we have to keep rebinding ourselves and you have to preserve our value. Just like you Sefer Torah. Stay kadosh, stay holy, stay happy, and bring such a sanctification for Ribono Shel Olam. And that's what the Sefer Torah is all about. See how people respond when you take your Sefer Torah out. Wow, see, thousands of people stand on their feet. And that's what the Yehudi is all about. And Niske, Shalosh Baruch Hu Yizakeh Otano.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.